Son's on the move. Touch isolated here, Spurs number 7, but he's quicker than Jorginho, and Son is still going! It is a magic moment from Heung-Min Son for 3-0!
Let's present our Goal of the Season award to Heung-Min Son!
An individual goal to remember!
This goal is for me so special because I got the award. It's such an honour to play here, and it's such an honour to get this old trophy. Thank you very much.
Son! He's done it again!
Well, that gives us a taste of just some of the wild success that Son Heung-min has enjoyed. He may have just missed out on silverware with Tottenham this season, but he did enjoy a dozen Premier League goals and 4 more in the Champions League. For now, he'll return to his job as captain of the national team for international friendlies against Australia today and Iran next week. And it's his South Korean identity that's really attracted great interest in British media and beyond. There's something a bit exotic about him. Of course, the fact that he's so good and so successful on the pitch is a major factor drawing people in that direction. But let's bring in now Lane Vandenberg, author of a recent article for The Diplomat titled The Significance of Son Heung-min, South Korea's Star Footballer, who's done research into sports policy and currently a PhD candidate at King's College London, University of Hong Kong joint programme. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, Alex. Yes, thanks for having me.
I've got to ask you what gave you this idea in the first place to start writing about Son Heung-min in this context?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm a PhD student. I study football governance and politics, and one of my cases or one of the primary regions I look at is China. So when it came to starting to look at football in East Asia, Son just immediately comes to mind. I mean, he's the first person that you see, so he's hard to miss.
Well, that's true. And your article, you state that Son's performance on the pitch is one thing, but he represents a much wider set of phenomena as a new unofficial poster child of Korean culture. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say that just by being present and being Korean in the Premier League and in the UK, he has, whether or not he wants to be, become a prime example of what Korea is to football fans around the world, especially in the Premier League and in the UK. And it's just because he's alone at the top. There are other Koreans in some of the top leagues in Europe, but no one stands out in the same way that Son does. And I think that in a certain way, right now, Korea has showed up on many people's radars in different demographics, especially with K-pop and its popularity. But Son reaches out to a completely new demographic of people who otherwise might have not had any touch point with Korean culture. So I think he stands alone there.
Yeah, is that because he's the only player from his country that's achieving these particular dizzying heights right now? And perhaps in recent years, you think about Park Ji-sung at Manchester United, but he was a midfield engine, scoring occasionally, but not with the same prolific tendency as Son Heung-min. Is that the big factor there, do you think, the difference?
I think his position does have a lot to do with it. I'd say it comes down to the same idea when you look at other East Asian teams. When you have a player in a glory position like a striker, they definitely get a new level of fame that someone in the midfield or someone in the defense like Sun Ji-hai for China did. They just don't receive the same level of recognition. So I think that combined with the fact that he is as good as he is, it just propels him to a new level of fame in that way. But there are other foreign players who represent their countries. But I think that Son, as an individual ambassador for Korea, is unique because it is a culture that people in the UK aren't as familiar with. And because there is such a strong focus on the cultural aspects, even more so than you might see with someone like Mohamed Salah at Liverpool, we don't hear much about his Egyptian background as much as we hear about his religious background.
Right.
So there's an interesting change between Salah and Son that you see as well, even though they're sole representatives of their respective countries.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Yeah, and that's absolutely true. I mean, I'm a big football fan myself, but when you have a player who's Muslim, often it's their religion that is picked up on rather than their national identity. With Son Heung-min, though, we've seen reporting about his family background, the fact that he's living with his parents, the fact that he's doing certain things that seem, I think, to a British audience to be very particular to a foreign culture. Is that actually drawing negative stereotypes, or is it a positive thing that people are trying to learn more about Korean culture, but in a way that's not necessarily typical of every Korean family?
Yeah, absolutely. I think whether or not it's a true stereotype, I think with Sun, the way that he has discussed it and the way the media has really picked up on it has emphasized it as one. And as you mentioned, I think some of the major aspects of those would be, one, humility. I think that he has done that, and to a very positive effect. I think people love Koreans and internationally love his frequent references back to his country and his genuine gratitude to not only his club fans at Tottenham, but also his countrymen and fans back at home. But I think that in addition to being a hard worker, I think that's another big stereotype that Asian players specifically receive. And whether or not that's true, because Son is absolutely a hard worker, and that's one of the things that many of his coaches have always commented on, it goes beyond just him being a hard worker, his level of talent. And going back to what you were just saying about the media constantly referencing his parents, I think that aspect of filial piety that comes into play when you're talking about an Asian player has been really emphasized, specifically when it comes to Son. Whether that has to do with his son having, his father having a large role in his success as being his first coach and having a bit of a strict routine with him. I think that might have a negative connotation when it comes to a specifically Asian player. But whether or not that's living with his parents, or even a lot of the news recently has focused on his plans for marrying after retirement, I don't think we hear about that other players' relationships and their plans in the same way that we do related to Son and his parents. And I think that is a specifically Asian stereotype that gets put on him.
We've seen reporting as well that some of his teammates were amazed that when they'd go on tour of South Korea, they'd see this wild fan club following him everywhere, and they couldn't believe, even by football standards, what a star he was at home. That kind of sounds to me, though, like a reverse effect of, say, what happens with some of these K-pop groups, who, whilst of course they do have big fan clubs here, they go abroad, and it's South Korea that's amazed by how wildly popular they are in other countries, like filling Wembley Stadium in the case of BTS recently. And is that changing for Son Heung-min now, though? Is he becoming a truly global star who's transcending his Korean identity?
That's a good question. I would say, I don't think that the way that Son discusses his ties to Korea and the way that he has really made that clear to everyone, both to Koreans and the international audience, I don't think that he would ever, I wouldn't use the word transcend his Korean identity. I think that he's becoming more popular globally and will continue to. But it seems to me that he's worked very hard to keep that as a part of his narrative, that all of this is still rooted in him being Korean. Unlike, I think, when you look at some K-pop groups, I think the Korean identity almost gets put to the side once you receive that type of international level of fame. But Son has held on to that very tightly, and I'm not sure if that might have something to do with sport, just at a theoretical basis. It can be very tied to nationalism, and it doesn't have to be a negative nationalism, but people just being proud of their country, patriotism in that way. So I think that he's held on to that in some ways that we don't necessarily see with K-pop groups or other popular icons.
Yeah, because I'm sure a lot of Tottenham fans will have forgotten about the fact that he's Korean. I mean, I'm sure they don't, when I say forget, obviously I don't mean literally forget, but I'm sure they're not thinking about it when they're watching him play, whereas for fans of other teams, they might be thinking, oh, there's that good Korean forward or something along those lines. And I remember growing up, actually I'm a big Crystal Palace fan, and we had randomly two Chinese players. One was Sun Ji-hai, who you mentioned before, another was Fan Ji-yi. Yep. And I don't think it drew people's attention to China necessarily, but there was this element of surprise that here we have almost no experience of seeing Chinese players playing in England, and we've got two of them at the same time playing for Crystal Palace. And I think for say Indian and Pakistani and Bangladeshi and perhaps Thai, you could name various other Asian countries as well, Vietnamese. These countries still face a lot of stigma, I think, for their players in coming to play in England. In other words, there's this sense from fans like, oh, can they physically cut it, or can they really stand up to the physicality of the English game? And in that sense, players like Son Heung-min for Asian football are very much the exception rather than the rule. Is that down to prejudice, or is there a genuine physical issue there? What's your view?
I don't think there's a genuine physical issue when it comes down to the players themselves. I think that Son has dispelled any myth of that, and other Asian players that you see in the top leagues. But I would definitely say it might come down to the training and the way that players are taught to play the game. And I think that you see this just even between the top countries in the world. You know, you go to Brazil and you look at top Brazilian stars, and there's just a different mentality sometimes, a different way of approaching the game that you don't see in English players, for example. So I think over time, East Asian players, there just wasn't the infrastructure to give them the platform to be able to develop at the same rate that countries in the West were able to. And now that they are creating those platforms, I think now they're also having to modify the way that some of these trainings go on. So even in China, for example, you look at the way that some coaches are traditionally taught to coach in a more authoritarian light style. And with football, sometimes that's not the most helpful way to teach, especially when, you know, the whistle blows and you're on the field alone without any interference, really, for 45 minutes. So I think that there have been some slight tweaks when it comes down to the training and the way that the players are raised, and I think that that is now disseminating into the lower levels, and you might be able to see that with someone like Son, who also benefited from having a father who played professionally and I think was also able to teach him some of those lessons early on, rather than other players who might not get that same type of training. So I don't think there's a physical difference, but definitely when it comes to training and things, I think the way the game was played is different. Yeah. But now people are starting to assimilate into a more international style.
Lane Vandenberg, really interesting subject. Thanks for helping to dispel some of those myths. And This Morning continues next.